Leading the news, pressure this morning is building on the federal government to boost Australia's refugee intake by thousands. Thousands of people attended candlelight vigils across Australia last night in support of displaced Syrians. One Liberal backbencher is calling for Australia's refugee intake to be boosted by up to 50,000, while the New South Wales Premier Mike Baird is supporting an increase of at least 10,000 extra places. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says it's too early to outline an official response.
Because of this crisis, we're reconsidering those figures and we'll do what we can. But the Prime Minister will announce this once Peter Dutton reports back to him on the detail.
European leaders, meanwhile, are struggling to come up with a coordinated response to the refugee crisis. The UK has pledged an extra 20,000 places over 5 years. But smaller countries, including Hungary, have firmly rejected calls from France and Germany for compulsory refugee quotas. Meanwhile, the federal government is expected to today authorise airstrikes in Syria against Islamic State targets. Meantime, Britain has conducted its first drone strike in Syria, killing two British citizens suspected of joining IS. Police this morning have charged a 52-year-old Queensland man with the murder of his 6-year-old daughter and the attempted murder of another child. Police were called to a home at Kedron in Brisbane's north yesterday morning after a mother found the body of her young daughter in a bedroom that she shared with her 8-year-old sister. The man is scheduled to appear in court later this morning.